Okay, so get this. Ready for today's deep dive?
Yeah, hit me.
We're going where physics and AI collide.
Oh, wow. Sounds intense.
It is. Specifically, we're looking at neural networks and how they're basically, well, changing how physics research happens.
Yeah, neural networks, they're everywhere these days, huh?
Seriously. It's mind-blowing stuff.
It really is. We're talking about everything from, the Large Hadron Collider
Right.
to, modeling black holes. I mean, it's wild.
Black holes. Okay, so there's got to be a but here.
Absolutely a but. So these neural networks, powerful as they are, they're kind of like black boxes. We input data, we get results, but
But what happens in between?
that's the mystery. It's hidden. Like a calculator that just gives you the answer, no working out.
Okay, that's a little unnerving, no. I mean, how do we know we can trust these results,
Yeah.
especially if we're using them for, huge physics discoveries? Don't we need to understand how they're getting those predictions?
100%. We need to know the why behind the what, and that's where interpretability comes in. It's all about making these black boxes, less opaque, understanding their decision-making process.
So, like opening up the black box, but how, I mean, can we even do that with something this complex?
Well, there's this really cool concept, physical neural networks. They're not your typical neural network, which is like all math, right?
Right.
These are built with physics principles at their core.
So instead of just numbers, they actually get the laws of physics.
Bingo! Imagine a network that not only analyzes, say, a particle collision, but actually understands the physics behind it. That's what we're aiming for.
Okay, wait. Now I'm picturing some sort of like hybrid creature, part powerful computer, part mini Einstein. Are we really close to AI that understands physics? Like fundamentally?
Well, understanding an AI is a bit tricky.
Yeah.
It's more about building networks that operate within the known laws of physics.
Oh.
So we can see the connections between the input and the output. Think of it this way. We're not just giving the network a physics textbook, we're building that textbook into its very structure.
Right, like incorporating it. But even then, figuring out the logic inside, that's still a pretty big hurdle, isn't it? They can't exactly, explain themselves.
True. It's a tough challenge, and researchers are definitely working on it.
Makes sense.
But even being able to peek inside, even a little, is huge.
I can imagine.
It means we can build AI tools for physics that we can trust, that are more reliable.
So this begs the question, and I think our listeners are wondering this too, why should they care? What's the impact of all this, the interpretability in physics on their lives? It sounds pretty high level.
It's actually way more relevant than you might think. Okay, imagine this. Get a medical diagnosis, and it's made by AI. Wouldn't you want to know how the AI got there?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the same with physics. The more we understand these networks, the more confident we can be in the discoveries they help us make, the technologies they lead to.
So it's like the difference between blindly following a GPS and actually knowing how to read a map.
Exactly. The GPS just gives you directions. The map helps you understand where you are, how to get there. And in physics, that understanding, that can lead to breakthroughs that ripple out into everything else. Medicine, energy, space exploration, you name it.
Wow. Okay, that puts it into perspective. So what's next for physics and AI? Like, what can we look forward to in the, I don't know, near future?
Oh, it's an exciting time, believe me. As we figure out how to build AI that's more transparent, especially those grounded in physics, it's like we're opening this door to a whole new era of discovery.
I'm like that.
Imagine AI not just analyzing data, but helping us come up with new theories, pushing the boundaries of what we know about the universe.
Almost like a true partnership between humans and AI, not just in physics, but in everything.
Exactly. And it's inspiring, sure, but it's also a little bit daunting,
Yeah, I get that.
And for our listeners out there, here's something to think about. As these AI systems become like part of our daily lives, really understanding them, that's going to be crucial. The quest for interpretability, it's not just about building better AI, it's about making sure that we, as humans, are steering the ship of scientific progress, using these tools responsibly and ethically.
That's a great point to leave on. Really makes you think.
It does, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
It was a pleasure.